From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Several South Florida local government leaders watched last night's debates from a party in Miami hosted by former gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum. One of them was Christina Romulus, a city commissioner in Boynton Beach. She says her job influences what she's looking for in a presidential candidate.
The federal government is there to support, to enhance, and to encourage local governments in doing their job, but their job is not to take over our job. So I'm looking for a candidate that respects that role, respects home rule, and takes that into consideration in every decision that they make.
Romulus says she also wants a candidate with some fight in them, which she thinks will be necessary to win in November. During the first night of debate, she says she saw that fight in New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Florida has a new tool to fight the spread of HIV and hepatitis C. Under a new law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday, Florida counties can now authorize legal needle exchanges. WLRN health reporter Sammy Mack explains.
Needle exchanges have been shown to reduce the spread of bloodborne infections like HIV and hepatitis C among injection drug users. The new law is modeled on a pilot needle exchange program in Miami. Now, other counties can establish similar programs if they so choose.
Now it's game time.
Dr. Hansel Tooks runs the Miami Exchange, and he's been pushing for this legislation since he was a medical student.
So it looks like we're going to move very quickly with expansion into the rest of South Florida.
Tooks is already working with officials in Palm Beach County to establish a needle exchange there, and he's heard from other counties that want to learn from the Miami model. The law bans the use of state and municipal funds for needle exchange programs. Miami's pilot project relies on private funding and the support of the University of Miami.
With the implementation of needle exchange, which is probably the toughest of the HIV prevention tools to get people to accept, I think that we're going to have an era where Florida's going to join the rest of the country in controlling HIV infections.
The new law goes into effect July 1st. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.